This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More aid trucks have been entering Gaza through a border crossing as fighting continues and smoke can be seen rising off in the distance.
People scramble for aid at Rafah, apparently after trucks crossed over the border on Monday, bringing much-needed supplies to locals. It comes as Palestinians face severe shortages of food, water, and other basic goods in the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in the United States trying to convince lawmakers to stop stalling on more than $61 billion in supplemental funding for Ukraine's military.
Welcome to the National Defense University in Washington with a standing ovation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the U.S. military for its support before pivoting to a message for U.S. lawmakers.
Ukraine is just a stepping stone for Russia.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's real goal,
his real target, is the freedom people enjoy from Warsaw to Chicago to Yokohama.
Zelensky asked U.S. politicians not to betray Ukraine's soldiers, saying more weapons are needed to defeat Russia's forces. Jeff Selden, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Israel's defense minister pushed back against international calls to wrap up the country's military offensive in the Gaza Strip, saying that the current phase of the operation against the Hamas militant group will take time. During the briefing with the Associated Press, Yoav Gallant refused to commit to any firm deadlines, but he signaled the current phase could stretch on for weeks. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says five countries in East and Southern Africa are in the middle of outbreaks of the anthrax disease, with more than 1,100 suspected cases and 20 deaths this year. A total of 1,166 suspected cases have been reported in Kenya, Malawi, Uganda, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. 37 cases have been confirmed by laboratory tests. WHO said Monday that the five countries have seasonal outbreaks every year, but Zambia was experiencing its worst since 2011. Malawi reported its first human case this year. Uganda had 13 deaths. Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny has been removed from the penal colony, where he had been imprisoned since the middle of last year, and his current whereabouts are not known, according to his allies. Details from Reuters' Emma Jelly.
They refused to say where he was transferred, Navalny's spokesperson posted on social media after speaking with staff at the IK6 facility east of Moscow. Aides have been preparing for his expected transfer to a, quote, special regime colony, the harshest grade in Russia's prison system, after he was sentenced in August to an additional 19 years in prison, on top of the more than a decade he was already serving. His disappearance comes at the start of the campaign period for a presidential election in which Vladimir Putin confirmed he would run for another six-year term.
Rohingya refugees are facing a wave of hostility and rejection in Indonesia. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder says that Rohingya's arrivals have gone up in the past year, and so have protests by the locals.
People in Aceh were for years sympathetic to the persecuted minority from Myanmar, who turned up on dilapidated boats. But there's been a spike in arrivals and a backlash. Protesters last week tore down tents and threatened to push boats back into the sea, according to images shown on local television. Babar Baluch, an Asia spokesperson for the UN Refugee Agency, said UNHCR was alarmed by the reports.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. The Turkish government is under pressure to seek the return of the Somali president's son, who allegedly fled Turkey after causing a fatal traffic crash in Istanbul. 38-year-old motorcycle courier died of his injuries at a hospital on December 6th. That was 6 days after he was hit by a car driven by Mohammed Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud on a busy highway in Istanbul. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.